welcome to the Thursday, June 6th episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I am Wayne Floyd, your host. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a podcast that is dedicated to prayer, devotion, scripture reading, and Bible study. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. There's a lot of great listening over there. Over 60 well-curated podcasts. Wide variety of topic areas, all covered from a biblical worldview. My brothers and sisters in Christ over there doing some wonderful work for the kingdom. I would encourage you to get on over there. I guarantee you're going to find something over there to listen to, and there's a real good chance you're going to find more over there to listen to than you actually have time to listen to it in. All right. Well, I want to continue to remind you about our conference coming up. In August, Christian Responsibility in an Unchristian World. We've got to know what it is. So definitely worth your while to join us. It's August 8th through the 10th. You can find our registration page. Go to vvb.church. The banner for it is right there on our homepage. Click on the banner. It'll take you there. You could also go to christianpodcastcommunity.org/veil, V-A-I-L. That will also get you there. Please join us. You can't afford to not go. You cannot afford to not join us. It's just this, for us walking this Christian life, it's information you gotta have. You gotta have. So I would implore you, I would beg you, please join us. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get on again. This is because I'm still working on some other sermons and stuff. This is just going to be our Bible reading for today. So let's go ahead and open up with the fifth day morning prayer. It's called The Giver. Let's pray. Creator, upholder, and proprietor of all things, we cannot escape from thy presence and control, nor do we desire to do so. Our privilege is to be under the agency of thy omnipotence, righteousness, wisdom, patience, mercy, and grace. For thou art love with more than parental affection. We admire thy goodness, stand in awe of thy power, abase ourselves before thy purity. It is the discovery of thy goodness alone that can banish our fear. Allure us into thy presence. Help us to bewail and confess our sins. We review our past guilt and are conscious of present unworthiness. We bless thee that thy steadfast love and attributes are essential to our happiness and hope. Thou hast witnessed to us thy grace and mercy in the bounties of nature, in the fullness of thy providence, in the revelations of Scripture, in the gift of thy Son, in the proclamation of the gospel. Make us willing to be saved in thy own way, perceiving nothing in ourselves but all in Jesus. Help us not only to receive him, but to walk in him, depend upon him, commune with him. Follow him as dear children, imperfect but still pressing forward, not complaining of labor but valuing rest, not murmuring under trials but thankful for our state, and by so doing let us silence the ignorance of foolish men. Amen. All right. In our morning devotion this morning from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, the text is from Genesis 7:16. The Lord shut him in. Wait a minute. Did I not change this? I thought this was from yesterday. I'll be darned. Yep, hang on a minute. Let me bump it forward. There we go. I had the wrong day. All right. So I'm sorry. So our text for today is from Job 40, verse 4. Behold, I am vile. One cheering word, poor lost sinner, for thee. You think you must not come to God because you are vile. Now there is not a saint living on earth but has been made to feel that he is vile. If Job and Isaiah and Paul were all obliged to say, I am vile, O poor sinner, wilt thou be ashamed to join in the same confession? If divine grace does not eradicate all sin from the believer, how dost thou hope to do it thyself? And if God loves his people while they are yet vile, dost thou think thy vileness will prevent his loving thee? Believe on Jesus, thou outcast of the world's society. Jesus calls thee, and such as thou art. Not the righteous, not the righteous, sinners Jesus came to call. Even now say, thou hast died for sinners. I am a sinner, and Lord Jesus, sprinkle thy blood on me. If thou wilt confess thy sin, thou shalt find pardon. If now with all thy heart thou wilt say, I am vile, wash me, thou shalt be washed. Now if the Holy Spirit shall enable thee from thy heart to cry, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Thou shalt rise from reading this morning's portion with all thy sins pardoned. And though thou didst wake this morning with every sin that man hath ever committed on thy head, thou shalt rest tonight accepted in the Beloved. Though once degraded with the rags of sin, thou shalt be adorned with the robe of righteousness, and appear white as the angels are. For now, mark it, now is the accepted time. If thou believest on him who justifieth the ungodly, thou art saved. Oh, may the Holy Spirit give thee saving faith in him who receives the vilest. All right, our reading for today is Proverbs 11, 12, and 13, Psalm 8, and Romans 13. So, Proverbs 11, hear the word of the Lord. A deceptive balance is an abomination to Yahweh, but a just weight is his delight. When arrogance comes, then comes disgrace, but with the meek is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will lead them, but the crookedness of the treacherous will destroy them. Wealth will not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness will deliver from death. The righteousness of the blameless will make his way straight, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the treacherous will be captured by their own desire. When a wicked man dies, his hope will perish, and the expectation of vigorous men perishes. The righteous is rescued from distress, but the wicked takes his place. With his mouth, the godless man corrupts his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous will be rescued. When it goes well with the righteous, the city exults, and when the wicked perish, there is joyful shouting. By the blessing of the upright, a city is raised up, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is torn down. He who despises his neighbor lacks a heart of wisdom, but a man of discernment keeps silent. He who goes about as a slanderer reveals secrets, but he who is faithful in spirit conceals a matter. Where there is no guidance, the people fall, but in abundance of counselors there is salvation. If one becomes a guarantor for a stranger, he will surely suffer, but he who hates striking hands in pledge is secure. A gracious woman holds fast to glory, but ruthless men hold fast to riches. The man of loving kindness deals bountifully with his soul, but the cruel man brings trouble on his flesh. The wicked earns deceptive wages, but he who sows righteousness gets a true reward. He who is steadfast in righteousness will attain to life, and he who pursues evil will bring about his own death. Those with a crooked heart are an abomination to Yahweh, but those of a blameless way are his delight. Assuredly, the evil man will not go unpunished, but the seed of the righteous will escape. As a ring of gold in a swine's snout, so is a beautiful woman who turns away from discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the hope of the wicked is wrath. There is one who scatters and yet increases all the more, and there is one who holds back what is rightly due and yet results only in want. The soul that blesses will be enriched, and he who waters will himself be watered. He who withholds grain, the people will curse him, but blessing will be on the head of him who sells it. He who earnestly seeks good seeks favor, but he who searches for evil, evil will come to him. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like the green leaf. He who troubles his own house will inherit wind, and the ignorant fool will be a slave to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who is wise wins souls. If the righteous will be repaid in the earth, how much more the wicked and the sinner? Proverbs 12. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is senseless. A good man will obtain favor from Yahweh, but a man of evil schemes he will condemn. A man will not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous will not be shaken. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who causes shame is like rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are just, but the guidance of the wicked is deceitful. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright will deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous will stand. A man will be praised according to his insight, but one of perverse heart will be despised. Better is he who is lightly esteemed and has a servant than he who honors himself and lacks bread. A righteous man knows the value of the life of his animal, but even the compassion of the wicked is cruel. He who cultivates his land will be satisfied with bread, but he who pursues empty things lacks a heart of wisdom. The wicked man desires a stronghold of evil men, but the root of the righteous gives fruit. The snare of an evil man is in the transgression of his lips, but the righteous man will come out from distress. A man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the good deed of a man's hands will return to him. The way of an ignorant fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel. An ignorant fool's anger is known at once, but a prudent man conceals disgrace. He who breathes out truth declares what is right, but a false witness deceit. There is one who speaks rashly like the thrusts of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips will be established forever, but a lying tongue is only for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have gladness. No misfortune befalls the righteous, but the wicked are filled with calamity. Lying lips are an abomination to Yahweh, but doers of faithfulness are his delight. A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims folly. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the slack hand will be put to forced labor. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good word makes it glad. The righteous is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked makes them wander about. A slack-handed man does not roast his prey, but the wealth of a man is precious for the diligent. In the path of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. Proverbs 13. A wise son accepts his father's discipline, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. From the fruit of a man's mouth he eats what is good, but the soul of the treacherous desires violence. The one who guards his mouth keeps his soul. The one who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, but the soul of the diligent is enriched. A righteous man hates a lying word, but a wicked man acts odiously and is humiliated. Righteousness guards the one whose way is blameless, but wickedness subverts the sinner. There is one who pretends to be rich, but has nothing. Another pretends to be poor, but has great wealth. The ransom of a man's life is his wealth, but the poor hears no rebuke. The light of the righteous is glad, but the lamp of the wicked goes out. With arrogance comes only quarreling, but with those who receive counsel is wisdom. Wealth obtained from empty effort dwindles, but the one who gathers with his hand abounds. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life. The one who despises the word will be in debt to it, but the one who fears the commandment will be rewarded. The instruction of the wise is a fountain of life to turn aside from the snares of death. Good insight gives grace, but the way of the treacherous is unrelenting. Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool spreads out folly. A wicked messenger falls into evil, but a faithful envoy brings healing. Poverty and disgrace come to him who neglects discipline, but he who keeps reproof will be honored. Desire realized is pleasant to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to turn away from evil. He who walks with the wise will be wise, but the friend of fools will suffer harm. Evil pursues sinners, but the righteous are repaid with good. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. Abundant food is in the fallow ground of the poor, but it is swept away by injustice. He who holds back his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently. The righteous eats to the satisfaction of his soul, but the stomach of the wicked lacks. Psalm 8. For the choir director, according to the Gittith, a psalm of David. O Yahweh our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, who displays your splendor above the heavens. From the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have established strength because of your adversaries to make the enemy and the revengeful cease. When I see your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have established, what is man that you remember him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you crown him with glory and majesty. You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the animals of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the seas. O Yahweh our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And finally, Romans 13. Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist have been appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists that authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of that authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword in vain, for it is a minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil. Therefore it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of that wrath, but also because of conscience. For because of this you also pay taxes, for rulers are servants of God, devoting themselves to this very thing. Render to all what is due them. Tax to whom tax is due, customs to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does not work evil against a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. The night is almost gone, and the day is at hand. Therefore let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lusts. All right, that is our reading for the day. Again, thank you for joining me. I continue to pray that our time in the Word helps us to stay saturated in it as we need to be. I hope you have yourself a wonderful day. I would continue to implore you to do all you do for the glory of God, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Let's close out with the fifth day evening prayer called Protection. Let's pray. O Lord God, thou art our preserver, governor, savior, and coming judge. Quieten our souls to call upon thy name. Detach us from the influence of the flesh and the senses. Impress us with the power of faith. Promote in us spirituality of mind that will render our services acceptable to thee and delightful and profitable to ourselves. Bring us into the state which attracts thine eye and prepare us to receive the proofs of thy love. Show us our danger that we may fly to thee for refuge. Make us sensible of our sin's disease, that we may value the good physician. Placard to us the cross, that it may slay the enmity of our hearts. Help us to be watchful over our ways, jealous over our tempers, diligent over our hearts. When we droop, revive us. When we loiter, quicken us. When we go astray, restore us. Possess us with more of that faith which is the principle of all vital godliness. May we be rich in faith, be strong in faith, live by faith, walk by faith, experience the joy of faith, do the work of faith, hope through faith, perceiving nothing in ourselves, may we find in the Savior wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. Amen. All right, again, that is our show for today. I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Have a good day. God bless.